Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff going on. I don't know about you, but around the Midwest, we are going to be having some crazy wind and rain and tornadoes, other types of stuff happening. So I hope you're prepared. And if you're not, make sure that you got plenty of food, you get your toilet paper, you got your paper towels, you've got water, you've got blue tarps for your roofs in case you get a leak. Make sure you have everything tied down and stored properly so it doesn't blow around outside. It is supposed to be a mess. And I've been following somebody by the name of Max Velocity, and he is on YouTube. And he's out of Florida, but he covers the weather in the United States and does an excellent job. And I've been following him. I'll put a link in our Facebook page about Max Velocity. And you have to follow this guy. He's very knowledgeable. And he's going to be probably broadcasting for 12 hours today and maybe another 10 or 12 hours tomorrow. And he has a lot of things going on with the weather, especially the severe weather. And the Midwest right now is going to have a lot of severe weather scheduled tonight, beginning around 8, 9 o'clock tonight and going through about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So that's something to worry about. And like I've always said, do you have your GMRS radios? I'll tell you what, I had to go out on the road today. And I took my GMRS radio with me just in case I had weather problems. And this does have weather channels on it. And I can also communicate to other GMRS radios and repeaters in the area. Comes in handy. This one is a rather expensive one, but really it's not that bad. It's an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. I can communicate 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can get out 90 miles beyond that. And I just checked it last night to make sure that I could get into the repeater, and I didn't have any problem at all. So that's a good thing. Anyhow, $35 gets you a license for 10 years. Anybody in your family can use the radio. They just have to behave, okay? Good thing to communicate in case the power goes down, in case, you know, storms knock out cell phone towers and all that kind of stuff, which can happen. Wow, so much for GMRS radios. I want you to take a look at Dave Kobler, Southern Prepper One. He's been talking about the economy and also Prepper Princess, and you might really check them out. It'll keep you up to date with a lot of things that are going on. Wow, what else is going on? We're going to talk maybe a little bit about taxes, a little bit about gas prices, a few other good things. So you want to stay tuned, okay? Tell your friends about us because we're on live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. However, I have to warn you, I've got 6 concerts I have to play, and it'll be this spring, summer, and into the fall. And with that, we have encore editions, in other words, reruns. And I will let you know in advance for those. And I'll try to give you the best rerun possible. Okay. What do we have to do now? I guess I have to go talk about the Trim Radio Network. And we'll get to that here in just a second. Like now. And here we go. These are the Fab Four that make up the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. We are worldwide. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision and mission and leadership. And then we have Rascala Stefan, and Rascala is the, this thing is getting real touchy. He is the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and he's responsible for the day-to-day operations and management of the network. And then we have me. I guess I'm the Chief Relationship Officer, and I'm supposed to make people happy. Okay. Hey, that's all I want to do. And I like to present the news in a light outlook, okay? Also, we have Victoria Smith, who's the Chief Marketing Officer. She's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development for the group. And like I said, we're worldwide. I've got people in Myanmar, which is formerly Burma. I've got people in India that listen to the show. I've got people in Africa that listen to the show, like South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya. And I have people in Europe, and I also have people in North America. And I hope they understand English, because I don't really speak their languages unless it's English. I know a little bit of German, a little bit of French. I can kind of look at Spanish and Italian. Other than that, that's my limitation. So what do we have here? Oh, our shows. We have to talk about our shows. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've got Life Walk with Christ Guy with Michael Bejas. He's on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then My World follows that at 8 p.m. Lately on My World, we've been talking a lot about data centers. That's the biggest thing going on right now. Now, we do have a little comedy in there. I bring in Emma from time to time and other people. And we have fun with it. It's kind of lightheartedness in that show. But I do have some guests. And we've got Quentin. And he was on this last week. And hopefully this next week, I get some more people talking about data centers that are happening in their neighborhoods. And, you know, we talk a little bit about non-disclosure statements and stuff and how those are being used. It's a touchy topic, but it's something that could affect your electric bills. Okay, so hopefully we can save you some money there. Oh, then we have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. She's on Thursdays. Then we have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas. And I've got to get the spacing. I messed with this a little bit today, and it's not turning out right. Thursdays at 7 p.m., the Positude Podcast, 8 p.m. on Fridays. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend, Saturdays at 1 p.m., and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30. And then at night, Saturday from 9 p.m. to midnight, we have Rascala Stefan and his Red Pill Reality Show. Check that one out. A lot of good guests are on that show. He talks about a lot of different topics. I've been on the show a couple of times. And then we also have Revelation with Peter Kling. He's during the week. We also have Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And she has all of her guests appearing on the show. You have to check those shows out. We have still have one more slot available on this page. And if you want to do your own show, contact us. That's all you have to do is just contact us and say, hey, I want to do my own show. What does it cost? What do I have to do? And to do that, all you have to do is hit contact us. And this comes up. We used to have a red dot that used to pop up. And for some reason, it's not coming up. Maybe they're redoing the website. We have our locations in Irmo, South Carolina, which is a suburb of Columbia, South Carolina. And you can support us. You can call us at 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. You can drop us a line at info@trimradio.com. You want to join our Money and Change group? Hey, drop a line, they'll get a hold of me, and I will go ahead and put you in our group, and you get all kinds of free updates. And our office hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. because the office is closed every Sunday. Okay? Wow, what else is going on? How can you support us? Oh, yeah. This even advanced. The trucker cap, we've got that. We've got other things. Matter of fact, this thing has been changing on me a little bit. And I had it all set up and things just changed. Here we go. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got mugs. We've got Money and Change t-shirts. We've got Money and Change travel mugs with handles and lids. We've got our ceramic mugs. We've got our college football top 25 premium piquet polo shirts. We've got the offsides college football top 25 unisex garments. And on the next page, we have kids t-shirts. We've got mugs and more mugs. And then we've got a round mouse pad. You can't corner the mouse on a mouse pad that's round, right? We've also got the Trim Creator Dad's Hat. We've got ceramic ornaments. We've got the Trim Creator's embroidered beanie because it's cold weather out. And with this storm that's coming in, it's good to have one of those beanies because after all this storm and rain and everything else, I guess we're supposed to get a lot of snow. And that's got me a little bit scared because I have to be on the road to Cincinnati on Tuesday. Wow. We've got the Trim Creators Studio rubber case for AirPods. You supply the AirPods, buy the case from us. Store the AirPods in the case. Okay? You can do that. All you have to do is either donate to keep us on the air, buy the merchandise, or you can advertise. And we have very good advertising rates, better than most. And all the money that we get goes into airtime because airtime is not cheap. Trust me. So that's what you can do, okay? And like I said, if you need to contact us, here we go. Again, it's 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667, okay? Wow. You know, we have a Facebook page, and it jumped. I want to go back to my page. I don't want to look at Michael Bejas's car. He's working on a car right now, and it's really nice. And I don't want to see Jeff's video. Somehow, have you noticed that we've had problems with internet lately? I don't know about you, but I get things set up. I get it just perfect. And I go to StreamYard to set us up and start going. And then I go back to everything I've got set up for the whole show. And all of a sudden, things change. It drives me nuts. And I get all different kinds of updates and everything else. I think they don't want to know or let people know about money. And that's what I want to do is try to help people. So, you know, if you want to join our 179 members, you can do that. Just contact us at our Irmo, South Carolina address. Okay? Wow. Here we go. A little advertisement for us tonight on Money and Change. And I've been trying to get the current information on finances that's going on in the world of money and how to save money. And what to look at in the coming week. So I've got that there. But what happens if you click on comment? If you do that, guess what? I've got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about. And if I don't get to it, guess what? You can go back and check the show out. Also, I will post after the show is done. I will post our YouTube posting of the show. And you can watch the rerun of the show. And that will be on YouTube right after this show. And then tomorrow it will occur on Rumble. So we are on YouTube and Rumble, as well as Facebook. Okay? And so you can see some of the things that we're talking about here. Also, you know, I talk about different people. Here's Rachel. the prepper nurse, and she says, do this now. And, you know, I watch all these videos. I just don't post them up there for people to look at. I always watch them first to see if they're pertinent. Okay. Then also I've got Money and Change from last week is loaded there, so you can watch that. Here's Dave Kobler. You got to check out Dave. I mean, he's talking about boots on the ground and everything to do with the economy. He does it in about 20 minutes. And he's a good guy. I've known him for about 16 years. And he's down in South Carolina. Matter of fact, he can spit over the mountain and be in North Carolina. That's how close he is. So anyhow, a lot of different stuff that we post on this page. And if you want to join us, it's very easy. Just let us know and we'll get you added to the page. And I get people contacting me from all over the world and they want to join the group. And that's fine. Just don't be a spammer, because I don't play games on the show. I want everybody to know what's going on. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. The debt clock. Oh, boy, with this, I'll call it incursion in Iran, our debt's going to go up, and it's probably going to take a significant hike here. And we won't know everything until everything is said and done with, and we understand what's going on over there and what they were getting ready to do to us here in the States. And from what I'm hearing, it was going to be a significant event. And so that's why they did what they did. At least that's what the U.S. did, what they did. Okay. I won't get into the rest of it. But our national debt is $38,887,703,000,000 and climbing. That's $113,272 per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $356,089. Now that is, if we want to pay it off, and everybody donates that much money, that's a taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't carry that much money, okay? But I'm not in debt. My car's paid off. My house is paid off. You know, I pay everything off on credit cards when it's due or before it's due. And I don't pay a lot of interest, hardly any. And that's a good thing. It's taken me years to be able to do that. And I'll tell you what, when you're first starting out and you have a mortgage on a house, and you've got a 6-8% mortgage on a house, and your house that you purchased was about, let's say, $200,000-$300,000. Yeah, that adds up. And then after you get that paid off, you've got extra money to mess around with, and you've also got value in your home. And always getting a new car every 2 or 3 years, is it worth it? You know? Do you want to lease a car? I know people that do, and they say it's great, but they don't own it. They can't do anything to it to fix it up, if they want to fix it up. So that's another thing. But there's the usdebtclock.org. Check it out. There are links on our Facebook page, okay? There's a lot of information there, not only for the nation, but for your state. You can look up your own state in there, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Zero hedge. War, oil, and debt. Which threats to the U.S. economy are going to be legitimate? Okay. Brandon Smith did that versus altmarket.us. And he says the magic number, the line that's not supposed to be crossed when a nation's public debt finally exceeds the gross domestic product. That's the GDP. And historically speaking, it's not a sign of doom. Like many economists suggest, numerous countries have sustained for decades a ratio well over 100%, and many other factors have to be considered before it's officially time to panic. And of course, well, there are some cautionary tales. Now, debt does not act like debt in an environment where the global trade and investment is mostly priced in dollars and you control the ability to print those dollars at will, according to the report. And he goes on to talk about Greece and Argentina, two examples, you know, a number of developing countries. They've been hit with in decline because they hit the 100% mark. Well, in some cases, I think that we're about 102%, and that's scary. And there are some that are almost 150%. That's not good, okay? And so you take a look at what's going on. The gross national debt for the U.S. crossed the 100% mark back in 2012. And last month it was 101%. I think with what's going on in Iran, we may be going up to 102, 103, maybe 104%, my guess. And people are saying, well, once we increase it more, we're going to end up with a crash. Nobody knows. And I can't predict a crash. All I can tell you is the basic rules that I have: pay down your debt, put some money aside, make that emergency savings account. You never know when you're going to have to repair your car. You're going to have to repair the roof on your house due to storms. You're going to have to repair a brand new fence that you put up, just like me. I had a new fence put up in the backyard, and we had 75 miles an hour wind, and a section of the fence kind of flew apart. So I've got to replace that. You're talking about, you know, other things going wrong. So that's why you have an emergency savings account. Also, buy long-term food and store it correctly. You can have freeze-dried. You could have dehydrated. That's freeze-dried. Or you could have canned foods. In some places, people use smoked fish and meats and so forth. I mean, use your head when you get stuff, but always make sure that what you buy is what you're going to eat. Don't go out and buy a bunch of stuff that you're not going to eat, because it just goes to waste. Now, if it's on the borderline of going bad, for example, the Boy Scouts, within the next week, they are going to be collecting food for the needy. Well, that's a good time to take your marginal food and put it in the container and make sure that the Boy Scouts get it. Or if you have a blessing box in town, it's good to put the stuff in the blessing box. Remember, canned goods, under the right conditions, can last for years, as long as they're not bulging or they have dents in them. And so that means, you know, soups and vegetables and things like that, and stored at a reasonable temperature. And then you have your powdered things and your freeze-dried items. The survival meals are too expensive. MREs, I don't know if you'd want to eat those or not, maybe only in an emergency. I know I wouldn't. I had a friend of mine that I worked with one time that bought an MRE to have it for lunch because the Army surplus store was about three blocks away. And so he bought it and brought it back, and he opened it up and saw what was there. And I kept looking at him. I said, "Are you going to eat that?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm going to try it." About halfway through, he couldn't finish it. He got past the peanut butter and jelly. He thought that was good, but the rest of it was marginal at best. But anyhow, you pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water. That's at least 3 gallons per person per day. Make sure you have blue tarps for your roof. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have flashlights. Make sure you've got that GMRS radio charged up. Make sure you've got a weather radio. You know, make sure you have the clothing for the season. A lot of things to consider. But be prepared, because times are going to happen when you're going to need it. And who knows, we may need it as of tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, hypothetically. You never know with bad storms. And they're saying we could get significant snow tomorrow. And if that's the case, we're all going to be digging out from deep snow and nobody's going to be doing much of anything. So anyhow, be prepared. That's all I'm saying, okay? And, you know, people can say, oh, there's going to be a crash, I'll blame it on Trump. No, you have to go back farther than that because the economy really hasn't done well since the beginning of Bill Clinton's term. And that was dependent on the Bush era before him. So a lot of things you have to consider. And you just can't blame it on one person because that one person can't control it all. And you have to go back and you have to look at the source of the problems. Follow the money. Okay? So if one political party overspends and spends and prints money like it's going out of style, that's going to cause inflation and you're going to have other problems down the pike. Okay? So you can take a look at this article. It's on our Facebook page. Let's go to the cost of food. Everybody's talking about the cost of food. You know, when you go out to eat, wow, the prices, sometimes I wonder about that. The USDA predicts grocery prices to rise in 2026 for beef, pork, and more. And they're talking beef and veal, other meats, fish and food, processed fruits and vegetables, sugar and sweets, cereal and bakery products, and non-alcoholic beverages. Okay, things are going to go up in price. And they were saying the other categories have much smaller increases, around 1% or less. Egg prices, which captivated news cycles after hitting a historic high in March of 2025, will likely decrease by 27.4%. Why? Because one flock was destroyed due to bird flu, and a new crop of birds have been hatched, and hopefully they don't get any, in quotes, bird flu. And so you have a lot of things to look at, okay? And if you went to take a look at artificial intelligence, that's a big word. Something politicians don't have. You take a look at all this, and it's going to be expensive. They're saying, you know, uncooked ground beef is up 15.2% year over year, and uncooked beef roasts are up 12.4%, and uncooked beef steaks are up 16.3%. Yeah. And if you want to save money on that, why don't you buy your beef locally from a local farmer that you know provides good beef? And around me, there are plenty of people that raise hogs, they raise chickens, they raise beef cattle, and I can go to different processors and buy from the processor. And if I knew the farmer directly, I'd buy from them directly and save a lot of money that way. Okay. We have to look at the prices of stuff. Things are going up and up and up. And with the stuff going on in Iran, it's going to continue to go up. Just my gut feeling. And I do have a gut feeling on that. Wow. What's going on? Oh, hey, electric cars. Oh, boy. You know, I've got a neighbor that has a Tesla. He loves it. And I was coming home the other day, he pulls up alongside me on this four-lane road, and he waves at me and floors it and takes off, and zoom, he's way ahead of me in 2 seconds time. I mean, fast. I don't know how much of an extension cord he's got in it or whether he's got a Honda generator in the trunk. I don't know. But he loves it, and it looks neat. It's fairly quiet, and it flies, but I don't know if I really want to invest in one, because what happens when you run out of power? Where can you plug it in to recharge it? That's the difficult part. Well, anyhow, there was an article about Honda and Ron Sabo versus in Epic Times. was talking about Honda projects first loss since 1957. $15.7 billion thanks to EV strategy fail. Yeah, they thought, oh, everybody's going to buy an electric car. Boy, they were really pushing for it. Oh, it's going to be fantastic, and there's going to be no pollution, and they're going to be quiet, and they're going to be able to drive them around town. Yeah, try to take them on long-distance trips. It doesn't happen, does it? Well, Honda is reassessing the situation, and they're canceling three EV models for the North American market, and that could lead to a loss totaling about $15.7 billion for its fiscal year ending March 31st. And it would be the first time Honda has posted an annual loss since its shares were first listed in or on the Tokyo Stock Exchange in 1957. You know, they even made an electric fire truck. Now, somebody always told me that water and electricity don't exactly mix. Well, they've made fire trucks that run on batteries, but they have to have a diesel generator to recharge the batteries. Kind of a conundrum, isn't it? If you don't have the diesel fuel to fuel the diesel, then how are you going to get the electricity into the electric fire truck? Strange. But anyhow, they're in the process of testing them, and there are a couple of companies that are making them. I have a feeling it's just going to be a fad, okay? As far as electric car, if I was going to get an electric car myself, I would get a hybrid, something with a gasoline engine and a battery. And you're on battery usage until such time that it has to be recharged, and then the gasoline engine takes over for that. And that's about the only way I would ever buy a battery-operated vehicle, okay? It would have to be a hybrid. Wow, what's going on with the housing? Well, I did a little AI and looking at different things. And Google's AI said, as of March 2026, 30-year fixed mortgages are hovering around 6.11% to 6.35%, showing a slight increase due to economic factors and inflation concerns. The 15-year fixed rate averages approximately 5.5% to 5.75%. Rates for buyers and refinancers in early 2026 are lower than in 2025. 30-year fixed average is 6.11 for Freddie Mac, with some lenders offering closer to 6.27%. But the key takeaways on all this is market volatility. The 10-year Treasury yield, which influences mortgage rates, has experienced an upward pressure due to ongoing geopolitical tensions, like in the Middle East, causing mortgage rates to tick up slightly. You know, people need to do comparison shopping, and then do your comparison shopping on banks. See what their rates are. And do the same thing for certificate of deposits. You check around and see which one has the best one. And then one of yours comes due, then you go ahead and contact a bank that has a better rate. Unfortunately, right now, none of the banks are doing anything more than, I believe, 3.5% on a CD. Something to think about. But on the housing, you want to take a look at the rates. You want to take a look at how much down payment you have to have and get the house paid off as quickly as possible. If you can do a 15-year mortgage, do it. That's what I did on my house. And I was glad when that 15 years happened to be up because I didn't have any more house payments to make. And that's been quite a while ago, and I've been loving it ever since. 401k hardships, withdrawals. Wow. They hit records, record highs, according to Tyler Durden and Zero Hedge. And the AI bubble and data center build out have helped catapult equity markets to new highs. And this is pre-Middle East conflict, minting a record number of 401k millionaires. However, beneath the surface, hardship withdrawals from 401k plans have also climbed to a record, reinforcing the view that the K-shaped economy is becoming more entrenched. A lot of people are saying, hey, inflation is killing me. I've got to get into that 401k. And then what do you do when you take money out of the 401k? You pay interest on that. You get taxed. And that's tough. Vanguard's How America Saves 2025 report shows that hardship withdrawal activity increased to a new high of 6%. In 2025, up from 4.8% in 24. You want to try to leave that 401k untouched. You need to do that for sure. What else is going on? I've got a video for you, preserving generational wealth. Let me see if I can get to this here, because it's something you need to see. Here we go.
Been resilient, I'm not so sure it is anymore. The only place that I could find a definition, and I actually like it and I've landed on it, is what colleges and universities use when they decide that they are going to make tuition either free or partially free for students whose families are within a certain income band. The reason I decided to use that definition of the middle class, which when I was writing the book, ranged from roughly 85,000 to maybe 120,000, is because each year it will index up based on what the colleges and universities decide to use.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board says, they say, for the first time in American history, more families in 2024 were above the core middle class threshold than below it. They're defining core middle class, by the way, as incomes between $67,000 and $133,000. I guess I read that and I just wonder, are we perhaps, Michelle, overstating or maybe even misdiagnosing the issue here?
I don't think I'm overstating it, and you don't have to really listen to me. You can listen to the people that are in that income band. So I'll accept the number that the Wall Street Journal is using, but then I will say, okay, so of those people, in that income group, can they attain what my book refers to as the markers of the middle class? They can't afford to buy a home. They're struggling to pay for their children to be able to go to college. They don't have savings. So I'm really terrified about that. We're not talking about a lot is what happens when people who are sort of between the ages of 35 and 55 are ready to retire. They're not going to have a pension, and many of them won't have retirement savings. If we want to have a country of people that don't wake up and go to sleep every day stressed and worried about how they're going to pay their bills, then we need to assume that we need to fix everything that would prevent them from being able to attain the markers of the middle class. So we need to rethink what we think is important in this country. And I would hope that what we think is important is having a stable middle class.
Well, if you take a look at precious metals right now, and during a hedge in calamity, and let's face it, we're in a calamity, people that have extra money around after they paid off all their bills, they have their special savings account set up, and they still want to be protected against calamity, they look at precious metals. And in doing so, you know, they've always said, well, advertisements come out about invest in gold, and they push it. And gold right now is at $5,036.30. It actually dropped $59.60 before the show. So that's about 1.17%. That's awful expensive for an ounce of gold. Years ago, gold was like, $30 an ounce? and look at it now. And some of it is due to inflation. But as times get tougher, gold gets scarcer because people will buy it. And they'll pay a premium for it. Now look at silver. Silver's at $81.34. That's $3.33 drop just before the show. That's poor man's gold. And if you're going to buy gold, I don't care where you buy it, APMEX, silver.com, I don't care. Do your research. Make sure that you get a reliable vendor. And look at platinum, $2,042, and it's now it dropped almost $100 as of the beginning of the show. Don't worry about palladium. Palladium's $1,583 an ounce, and that is used in manufacturing, and the only place you can get that's in Russia. So, you know, you're looking between gold, silver, maybe copper. But you take a look at all of this stuff and you say, well, do I have enough money to do it? Do I have enough preps as far as food, water, medicine, and so forth? Okay, I do. Okay, then maybe I can afford some precious metal. Then what type would I get? Well, you can get 1 ounce silver coins. You can get 1/10 of an ounce gold coins. A 1/10 of an ounce for a gold coin would be probably, I'm going to guesstimate about maybe $580 for a gold coin. And that's a 1/10 of an ounce. And if you'd been saving 1/10 of an ounce every year for the last 10 years, and you got one a month, something like that, you'd be sitting in pretty good situation. And with silver, silver is used in manufacturing, so actually its value is suppressed in my thinking. So, you know, once silver gets scarce, and it's getting very close to getting scarce, silver is going to have a lot higher value. Some people were saying that gold's going to go out of sight and silver's going to go up to $600 an ounce. I'm not sure it's going to do that. But you never know. Well, hey, it's tax season, guys. Boy, is it tax season. If you haven't started on your taxes, time to start. I don't know if you could charge the family dog as a beneficiary, a tax deduction. Some people try that, you know, and some people get caught too. I like to pay my taxes and not get hassled. Okay. All right, here's something on taxes. You need to watch this. As soon as I get it keyed up here. Here we go.
Let's start here with one I'm sure is a top of mind for a lot of folks. Can I write off my monthly mortgage or rent payments?
Hey, thank you for having me. And that's a great one to start with. So that one is generally a nice try when it comes to just writing off your full mortgage or your rent payment. There are like a few states that you may be able to deduct some of your rent if you meet certain requirements, much more the exception than the rule. But what you may be able to deduct is if you're a homeowner and you're paying mortgage interest, you may be able to deduct your mortgage interest if you itemize your deductions. If you made energy efficient home improvements to your house, you may be able to deduct those. But one of the changes made by the One Big Beautiful Bill that passed last year was that those deductions are only available for energy efficient home improvements through the end of 2025. If you're self-employed and you work out of your home in an area that you use exclusively for business, not like just your TV room, but an exclusive area, you may be able to deduct some costs. So there are some situations where you can deduct some home expenses, but generally the answer is no.
All right, here's a second one, Eddie. How about this one? What if I move to a new place? Can I write off some of those expenses?
Yeah, that's another one that's a nice try. You used to be able to deduct certain, you know, unreimbursed moving expenses, but following first it was the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and then made permanent as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, is only active duty military members who have moving expenses related to a permanent change of station are the only folks that are able to deduct moving expenses at this time. Again, if those are, or another thing those folks may be able to take advantage of if you're an active duty member, is if you have reimbursements for some of those moving expenses, you may actually be able to exclude those from income.
Third one here, Andy, if a homeowner makes improvements to their house, my friend, can those costs be written off?
Yeah, another good question. Generally, that's a nice try, right? And so I talked about, you know, the energy efficient home improvements that are only available through the end of 2025. Think about one, it's got to have that Energy Star label that it was a qualified, you know, a qualified piece of equipment to purchase and install. But two, it's only for certain things like certain windows, certain, you know, heat or kind of, you know, energy systems, insulation, things like that. So generally, no, you aren't able to deduct the cost of home improvements. You may be able to get an energy efficient credit, which again is a credit, not a deduction. So generally more valuable, but only if you made that purchase before the end of 2025. There are some other things that you may want to think about when you make a home improvement. One is that if it's a capital improvement, meaning it's like a substantial renovation or something, you get to add that to your basis or your cost in the home, which helps to reduce any potential tax liability when you later sell that home. There are some other cases, like I talked about business owners. Here's kind of just an interesting and unique one, is certain home modifications that are medically necessary may be deductible. This is very much an extreme case, but there's an old court case from the early 80s where a guy was actually able to deduct a portion of the cost of an in-ground swimming pool because it was medically necessary. Don't rush out and build a pool. That was a very specific case, but kind of interesting that someone was able to take a deduction for a portion of the cost of a new in-ground pool.
How about clean energy appliance, Andy? Greener oven, right? More efficient HVAC, maybe solar panels on that roof. Can those purchases be written off?
Yep. As I mentioned before, if you made that purchase before the end of 2025, and you're looking at either, is it like an energy system or more of like a structural improvement to the home, you may be able to claim a clean energy credit. Other than that, generally, you know, those aren't going to qualify. The other key thing to point out is even for prior years, typical appliances that aren't, you know, kind of part of the structure of the home, like a dishwasher, or we just had to get a new dryer, which I could write it off, but those don't qualify for either year for that credit.
And finally, Andy, that new car, maybe some folks have in that garage, is that a write-off?
Generally, that's a nice try as well. A couple things there. One is part of the One Big Beautiful Bill allowed folks to deduct the starting with purchases made in 2025, through 2028, the cost of interest paid on the purchase of a new vehicle. Of course, it's got to be new. It can't be a used vehicle. But, you know, you may be able to deduct some of that interest. You actually don't even have to itemize. But that's one thing you may be able to deduct related to that car. If you're like a business owner and you use a vehicle for work, you may be able to deduct certain vehicle expenses. Another situation you may be able to deduct vehicle expenses is if you have out-of-pocket costs serving for a charity. So there's kind of these situations where you may be able to take a deduction. I should also say sales tax on the purchase of a new vehicle. And then that annual property tax you pay may be deductible as part of your state and local taxes if you itemize your deductions. But there is a cap on that. For 2024 and earlier years, that cap was only $10,000. But for, you know, tax returns you're filing this year, if you're itemizing, most people are going to be able to deduct up to $40,000 in state and local taxes. That's those property taxes, including on your home or your vehicle. It also includes income tax. So a lot of people may be able to take advantage of that this year, and more people may be able to get a benefit from itemizing their deductions rather than claiming the standard.
Andy, one final one I want to squeeze in here. How about pets, Andy? I got a dog and two cats at home. Can they be a tax write-off?
I sure wish they could, Personal pets, no. I'll hit you with a couple quick ones. If it's medically necessary and prescribed by a doctor, certain expenses related to a service animal may be deductible as a medical expense if you itemize your deductions. Another one is for business owners. Like, the common example is like a guard dog for a scrapyard, but you may be able to deduct the cost of a guard dog for certain business owners. Another kind of interesting one is if you foster animals for a qualified charity, some of those foster expenses may be able to may be deductible as well. This last one is going to be only for a really narrow group, but for a certain, like a dog breeder, certain expenses related to that, because that's a business, are going to be deductible. But yeah, Fluffy at home, your personal pet, unfortunately, not deductible.
Andy, so great to have you on the show today. Thanks for your time.
Well, so much for my dog by the name of George, right? Well, anyhow, guys, that's something else. Well, hey, a couple of things here. That's about all I have for you this week. And I don't want to see Bejas's vehicle there. I want to get back to this one. Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Like I said, guys, on the show, I will post the show on our Facebook page. It will also appear on Rumble tomorrow, but then later tonight it will be on YouTube, and you can watch a lot of our shows on YouTube and Rumble. Just look for trimradio.com or Trim Radio, and the shows will be there, okay? But if you get down to the comment section, you can take a look at just about everything we've talked about tonight. And if you want to go back and look at last week's show, all you have to do is find it, click on it, and here it is on YouTube right there as it loads. So with that, that's all I've got this week, guys. We'll talk about more stuff later. And we'll be able to talk a lot about what's going on. Oh, no. The magic button was hit. Well, that's not me going off the air. I just hit the wrong button. But that's all we've got. Just watch how you spend your money and save as much as you can and prep for bad times. Oh, and a big thing, I forgot to talk about the University of Findlay. Oh my God, I forgot to talk about the University of Findlay. They had an NCAA Division II swimming champion in the butterfly stroke. Actually, their swim team's done really well this year. And here they have a student from England, and she finished first in the nation, which is amazing. But I'll tell you what, if you have a son or daughter that wants to go to a very good school, check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio, they have a little over 4,700 students on campus. They have three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. One's the equestrian campus, but also for pre-veterinary studies. They have the hazardous materials campus, which is one of a few in the country. And they also have the main campus with nursing, sciences, education, business, fantastic business school. You got to check them out. It's a very good, very good university. Very good professors, very good facilities. Findlay, Ohio is a really nice town, a lot of things to do there. And if you get bored in Findlay, Ohio, and you want to go up to Bowling Green at Bowling Green State University, you can go up there. I used to do it when I went to the University of Findlay. So, hey guys, with that, that's all I've got. It'll be a shortened show tonight. But we'll be back Wednesday with My World, and that'll be at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And then again next Sunday at 7 p.m. for Money and Change. Save your money, prep like crazy, set up that emergency fund, buy your GMRS radios. And with that, that's all I've got. Have a good week, and we'll see you Wednesday.